Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Sophie Becker, Rashida Radeleke, Phil Healy and Charlene Maudsley. Good afternoon. Are you there?
We're here, guys.
Hi. Guys, can I just say first, and I'm sure you've got a sense of this at this stage, how unbelievably proud the whole country is of you. I don't think I've seen people this emotional and excited and proud about anything in a while. You're absolute heroes. So, like, no medal, I know, but it feels like last night will go down as one of the great nights in the annals of Irish sport. It's the definition of mixed feelings in a way. How are you all this morning after a night's sleep and a bit of perspective, Sophie?
Oh, we had a great night's sleep last night, yeah. We're all a bit worse for wear this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, it's settling in. We're slowly going through our social media and just seeing the love and the pride that our country has for us. It's just amazing. Thank you all so much.
Phil, how are you feeling about it today?
Oh, look, it's unbelievable. Look, to come away fourth at an Olympic Games, it's so, so hard to qualify for an Olympic Games. The girls got there individually. Rashida came fourth. She's our first ever female sprint finalist. We knew we had a tough job of qualifying in the heat on Friday, and Kelly did an unbelievable job in helping the team there. And then to come out last night in an Olympic final, like, we knew the sky's the limit for this team. To knock 3 seconds off the national record and to be that close to a medal obviously is a little bittersweet, but we will reflect on this, and like, what we have achieved is phenomenal. And like, as you said, the support back home is absolutely crazy. The support in the stand was unbelievable, and like, when we were walking out, the amount of Irish flags, the sound, the roars, it was just a crazy, crazy feeling that we'll probably never experience again.
And Rashida, how do you reflect on the whole experience now?
It was an amazing experience, honestly. Again, bittersweet, but just allowing it to sink in and appreciating where we're at and where I'm at and just how well the team's done in general, not even just athletics, but the other sports. I think this is probably one of our best Olympics ever, so there's a lot to take away from it. There's good, there's bad, but, you know, there's just so much more to improve on in the future. And I think that's a good thing to look forward to instead of dwelling on, you know, the negativity or the poor performances, maybe on my part, well, not the girls, it was the other three. But, I'm really excited for the future. And I think this is just going to set me and the rest of the girls and the rest of the team up really well to just go get next year in the coming years.
Charlene, you were a bit upset last night, I think. Are you feeling better about it this morning?
Yeah, I definitely feel a bit better today. Obviously, I was fairly heartbroken last night, but, you know, once I reflected on it, like, I gave it everything I had to give last night. I couldn't have asked for any more from myself. So, you know, I'm proud of the performance we put in. Like the girls were saying, 3 seconds off the national record. I genuinely didn't think we would be in contention for a medal. So I think it was the shock of how close we came was just, it hurt. But we still have our European medals. So that's, you know, a positive for this year. And we came fourth at the Olympic Games. And obviously that's the biggest stage of them all. So I'm definitely feeling a bit better today.
Yeah. And have you also come to terms with the fact that you did run an incredible last leg? Like,
yeah, once I heard the time, like, that I had ran, I think my mom told me when we went over to her, and, you know, if you told me I'd ran 47 seconds yesterday, it probably would have still hurt as just as much, but that's the fastest I've ever ran in my life, so I couldn't have asked for much more than that yesterday. But obviously you do want that little bit extra, you know, there's this fine margins of qualifying to win a medal was so small, so yeah.
So Sophie, you set up the team with an incredible opening leg. Did ye have in your mind yourselves that ye could win a medal here? What's going through your mind like at the start of the race?
Just the huge cheer that we got when they announced Ireland, like, that really just set me up. We had like a relay meeting a few hours beforehand, and I think we were all, none of us dared to say like that our goal was to win a medal, because I think like if we said it would set us up for disappointment, but look, we're still disappointed with it, with not getting the medal. But
yeah, setting us off. It just, yeah, I literally ran my heart out again, as Charlene said, ran the fastest I've run in my life. All I could see was just Rashida standing there with her hand up, and I just wanted to get that baton to her as fast as possible. And I gave it to her, and she just ran an absolutely stellar leg and got us into an absolutely brilliant position. And yeah, and then obviously running first, you watch the whole race unfold, and it's absolutely,
oh my God,
I was
yeah,
sick watching it, yeah. Sick watching it, and yeah, just seeing every meter that we covered. Yeah, it was a phenomenal race. Definitely I had the best seat in the house watching it.
And Rashida, you ran then like a woman with something to prove, I think was the look you had.
Yeah, I think I just really wanted to be able to give a good performance for the team. I knew that we could do really well, and Sophie put us in an amazing position, so I knew if I was able to hopefully build on that, I'd be able to give Phil the baton in a really good position and set up Charlene really well as well. And honestly, I knew it was going to be a fast race, but we were all prepared. They had ran so well in the heats, and I knew there was more performance there, and they're always ready to give that extra percentage. So regardless of how it went, I already knew that whatever we had ran and whatever time we had ran and whatever position we were in, that was all we could give on the day. And I'm so proud of them, because you know, it's just something that we were able to achieve on the day, and you know, that's really much all you can ask for.
Yeah, and Phil, you had a really tough leg there. Your Brandon grit came through up against really stiff competition. You held them all off. Is there something about the occasion as well that just gives you something extra there?
Absolutely, and I definitely think the support, like in the stadium, like you, just the roars, like when you're running around. But like, I always knew I was going to get the position and like in a really good, the baton in a really good position when Rashida's passing it to me. And yeah, it was just about trying to hold off as many athletes as we could. Obviously, we knew America had gone off in front, but there was world class athletes behind us on all legs. So yeah, I suppose there is that little bit of pressure trying to hold it and not, I suppose, go out too hard, but also do what you can. So yeah, it was about fighting for every inch, and we passed it over, and then it was Charlene got in a really good position and performed out of her skin. So like, the team performed phenomenally together. Like, to take 3 seconds off the national record, we obviously had to do something special individually, each of us. So yeah, it, like, we have to be so, so proud. Like, the Olympics is the pinnacle of sport. To come away with fourth, like, is, if you asked us that at the start of the year, like, we would only dream of it. But then obviously when you're that close to the medal, it is that little bit bittersweet. But hopefully we've inspired so many other people, I suppose, to take up the sport, younger kids, to continue in the sport maybe, and show that there's some very exciting days ahead for people.
Oh, I think he absolutely did. Like, I think it will be remembered as one of the great inspirational moments in Irish sport. You all mentioned the baton passing and all that. You make it look very easy, excuse me, but I know a lot of work goes into getting that right. So you clearly gel as a team together very well. Do you get to train much together, Phil?
No, so each of us have our own individual coaches, and I suppose then collectively we come together sometimes throughout the year for a bit of baton practice, for team building. But then it's majority of it is when we're at the actual major championship, when we do our baton practice. And I suppose 4x4 baton practice is, I suppose, less chaotic than 4x100 metre relay practice. But no, there's an unbelievable dynamic within this team. We gel so, so well. And I think that's a credit to Dave McCarthy, our relay coach, for creating that environment where we all get on so, so well. And I think that's so important, because what we can do together and produce something special definitely is down to that bond that we do have.
And Sophie, I suppose running can be a solitary sport. Is it great to be on a team? You seem to really buzz off each other, do you?
No, we do. Like, it's so special, as you said. Most of the time athletics is an individual sport, and like, most of the other days, you know, these girls, like, they're your competition, but it's so special when you come together and you're all fighting for the same thing. And yeah, like, it's been building for the last, what, 3 years, I think. This relay's been building. We've had different members. Like, it's constantly changing, but we have a really good, I think, team ethos environment that we're after creating, and hopefully it carries on through the next generations of the relay and throughout the years.
So did you have a bit of a team bonding exercise last night then, after you were finished your various duties? Was it a good celebration?
It was. There's an Irish bar here, O'Sullivan's, and the reception there was just amazing. I don't know, is there anybody else but Irish people there? It was just amazing. The green, everyone was so nice, and they're all so proud of us. Like, it was just an amazing reception.
Yeah, and look, the whole country is so proudy. The tenor of a lot of the texts that are coming in are people saying about crying their eyes out. Are you getting that from people, that like the whole country was bawling, crying with kind of, you know, joy and disappointment last night?
I know, like the amount of people, grown men, adults, that said they literally cried watching our interview. I haven't been able to watch it back yet because I'll probably cry again as well. But look, that was just the raw emotion of the sport. Like, we wanted it so badly. We were so close and we couldn't hold it in. And yeah, I think that's, people appreciate that. You know, it was not a polished interview by any means. And you got to see our true emotion and that we really were hurting at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think those moments of humanity throughout the games have meant a lot to people too. Listen, can I read you, before you go, can I read you an email we got from an old man from Kerry, right? His name is Paul. He said, in all my years of following sport, Kerry football, Munster rugby, Clare hurling, Irish rugby, etc., I have never witnessed such a truly committed Irish performance as the one given by these four women on the track in Paris last night. They made the Olympics for me. How proud we should be as a nation of them as a team representing Ireland. My aging chest has expanded so much with such pride in that whole relay team. Gurav Mila Mila Mahagwiv. So I think he speaks for everybody there. Listen, guys, I'll let you get on with your day now. And will we see you at the homecoming tomorrow?
I think so.
Okay.
You will be there.
That's a conversation you want to have among yourselves first. Sorry for springing that surprise question for you live and ready. We will see them at the homecoming tomorrow, I'm sure. But listen, well done. And guys, thanks again. Honestly, you'll only get it when you come home, I think. You'll only really see what last night meant. It was absolutely extraordinary, an extraordinary Irish moment. Well done, Sophie Becker, Rashida Adeleke, Phil Healy and Charlene Maudsley. And thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us today. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.